One of the most significant issues to have very clear in our lives is the matter of salvation and good works. It's a twofold issue. First, we need to understand the role of good works in obtaining salvation. And then second, the role of good works after salvation is ours. This is a strategic issue because a lack of clarity here will either keep us from beginning life with God or will keep us from going on in our life with God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, we will see that first of all, we are not saved by good works. But we'll also see that we are saved for good works. Critical difference to see and understand, affecting our beginning with God and our going on with God. Now, first of all, the fact that we are not saved by good works. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. By grace we have been saved. This letter was written to believers, to disciples of Christ, to Christians in Ephesus. And the truth about them and the truth about us, if we are believers, if we are Christians, is this. By grace we have been saved. By grace. By God's kindness. Undeserved, unearned. Grace. God's grace has saved us. His grace has rescued us from sin, from the judgment of sin, the penalty of sin, the influence, the consequences of sin. The grace of God has saved us and brought us into an entirely new life with God. By grace, you have been saved through faith. Faith is our humble receiving and accepting what God has provided for us in salvation. Faith is the channel through which grace flows to us. One way to look at faith concerning salvation is that faith are the trusting open hands that accept God's gift of salvation. By grace you have been saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now what is not of ourselves and what is it that is the gift of God? Is it grace? Or is it salvation? Or is it faith? By grace you have been saved through faith and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. What part of it is not of us? What part of it is the gift of God? Well, grace. That's sure not of us. That's from God. Salvation? We don't save ourselves. You can't rescue yourself. If you need to be rescued, you're looking for someone to come and do it. Salvation is of the Lord. Okay, that's two out of three we know that are not of us. What about faith? Same thing. Faith, not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. None is righteous, no, not one. None seeks after God, the psalmist wrote, and Romans 3 quotes. Well, how does anyone ever believe? It's a gracious work of God. Faith comes by hearing the word. God gets the truth out to us, and His Spirit says to our hearts, you just heard the truth. Believe it. Faith begins to be birthed in our hearts. We see God working among us, and we go, oh, I believe I can trust Him. We hear a promise, we stand on it, and He comes through, and our faith grows from God's activity. We look at the heavens, and they declare to us the glory of God, and we believe this was made by someone glorious. You say, well, what about the atheists and the evolutionists? Romans 1 says they are suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1 says they know the truth, but they're trying to keep the lid on the truth. They look at the creation and they go, oh, what a nice job Mother Nature did. You know, they got to keep the lid on it. Faith is not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, and some refuse it. Some don't want it. They want to stay in charge and be God. And to trust in God, to humble themselves, to lean on the Lord. Oh, they don't want it. By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. How many people think that faith is a choice you just make, and that's what you believe, and that's what you believe, and don't bother me, that's what I believe? That's not biblical faith. That's hard-headedness. Biblical faith is us yielding to the truth God convinces us of and trusting in it. And ultimately, trusting in the one who is truth and truthful and faithful, the Lord Jesus Himself. That's biblical faith. Responding to what's real, not just going, well, I choose to believe it and that's my faith. No, that's your hard-headed opinion. Faith is a response to what's real about God. And it's not of ourselves. We don't drum it up. Oh, what a man of faith. Oh, what a work of God if he's a man of faith. That not of yourselves. None of this, grace, salvation, or faith, is earned by us, achieved by us, or produced by us. It is the gift of God. It is that which God freely offers to us and is ready, willing, and able to develop it in us. By grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Remember the story I've told a few times of the dear little gal in Dallas that asked me one day after I was teaching on faith? She asked a question I hadn't dealt with. She says, Bob, tell me, where does faith come from? She had me. And we thought of it all that deeply. You know, you just got it, don't you? Or you just exercise it, or you just want it, or you know. She said, would you study that and tell me what you find out? She said, I'll be reading and I'll tell you what I found out. And we both told each other a lot in the months ahead. Where does faith come from? And God showed us where faith comes from. It's amazing how many scriptures in the New Testament show us that faith comes from a working of God. And I think I also told you that as she was wasting away physically from 30-some years of heavy diabetes, she said, I probably won't be here a lot longer, Bob. And you know I want you to do my funeral. She said, but you can only do it if you promise me one thing, that you'll tell everybody there at my funeral where faith comes from. And she went to be with the Lord, and I had the privilege of rejoicing in her homegoing before many people, and did get to tell them where faith comes from. It's not of us. It's a gift of a gracious God at work to offer it to us if we'll just receive it and trust in the truth. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. God's gracious salvation that comes to us through faith that He develops in us is not as a result of works. It's not due to any accomplishment or activity on our part. It isn't that we prayed hard enough and long enough that God said, well, they said their prayers, you know, they went through the exercise, the ritual enough, I will save them. No, that would be a work. Well, they finally got baptized, now I guess I'll save them. No, that's a work. Baptism is a good work, but it's still a work. It's an action or activity or accomplishment on our part. And we're not saved as a result of works. God never looks and says, well, you know, that person has been at church 200 straight times without missing. I tell you what, that does it, they're saved. No, by grace we're saved. Not as a result of works. Or God look upon someone and say, they've been invited to join the church for 20 years, and they said, no, 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 I want none of that. And finally, 20 years later, they said, okay, make me a member. I guess I'll just save them now. No. In fact, we get in the Lord's church because we're saved, and we enter as we're saved. It's another work. It's not as a result of works that no one should boast. You might say, what do we do then to be saved? For by grace you are saved through faith. Through faith. Through trusting, not through doing. So important in this matter of salvation and good works to see that salvation is not a result of works. You might say, but that person was so honest and so sincere and so sacrificial. They gave up so much. Well, I once saw them crawl a mile on their knees to be forgiven. Really, the first step on our knees in faith is enough to be forgiven. It's not of works. You know one reason it's not of works? One reason is we could never do enough to undo what we already did. If someone in our society, before our rule of law, killed someone, could they be saved from the consequences of that by something they might do? Well, they could keep appealing till you go crazy, I guess, you know, which is what happens in our country, you know. Justice is so perverted. There is no justice hardly often. But let's put it in a pure system of law where you're going to get what you deserve. If someone murders, could they get out of that judgment just by doing good? Your Honor, listen, I know I killed that person. But from now on, I'm going to be so good. I'm going to do so many good things. I'll be at every charity affair. I'll wash cars free. I'll take care of babies. I'll rescue widows. You name a judge, I'll do it. There's no amount of anything that person could do to pay for that crime out of good works. It's one reason we can't save ourselves by good works. We have sinned against a glorious God. But there's another matter. If we could and we can't, what would we do with it? If we could, we'd boast about it. We would be looking forward to the day in heaven when all the redeemed of all the ages would get to hear our story. My turn, God, my turn. Tell them how I earned my way to heaven. Can you imagine us in glory sitting around taking turns? Okay, you tell them what a great job you did getting to heaven. Well, I read my Bible more than anyone. I went to more meetings than anyone else. I lied less than anyone. And I was selfish much less than most. You know, on and on and on to go. How good our works were. Well, it's arranged so that no one should boast. There's going to be a lot of boasting in heaven. Heaven is going to be filled with boasting. Bragging? Ooh. Back when the Cowboys were America's team, now they're the world's doormat. Dallas Cowboys, people boasted on them. We lived in Dallas 14 years. It was a religion. In fact, often it was more discussed on Sunday morning than God was at church. It was a religion. Boasting in the Cowboys, rejoicing in the Cowboys, bragging on the Cowboys. I kind of liked some of them, you know, Staubach and Landry, and I guess I was kind of prejudiced. They're Christians, you know. I kind of like Christians. But I must confess, I got kind of sick of it. You know, will somebody around here brag on God? I don't want to hear that name one more time. But heaven is going to be filled with bragging. And what do you think we're going to be boasting about? We're going to be lifting high the name of Jesus Christ, bragging on Him, boasting in Him, telling anyone who'll listen how He saved me. But no one should boast in their own good works. All boasting in heaven will be about God's great works on our behalf. One, how He brought us to Himself. Second, how He remade us for Himself. And we'll just keep boasting in Him. Now let me ask you, have you begun with God on these very terms? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Have you begun with God on those terms? I know most of you have. Some of you may not. If you wonder why you're here today, and you do not know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, it's very evident to me why He has you here. To remind you or to instruct you for the first time, whatever is the case, that salvation is not as a result of works, but is through faith by God's grace. And I urge you to begin with God on His terms. Being saved and rescued from the guilt of sin is by His kindness undeserved toward us as we humbly receive the gift of salvation. By grace you have been saved through faith. Salvation is not as a result of works. If you are not a child of God, if you're not a born-again believer, if you're not a disciple of Jesus Christ, listen. You're no different than we are if you take God out of our lives and His grace. If there's any difference between us and you, it's just this, that a little ahead of you, before you maybe had your chance, we saw our need and said, "Yes, Lord Jesus, by your grace, forgive me, I trust you." That's the only difference. Believe me, we're not some goody-goody bunch that God found and said, "Would you come in my family?" Apart from the Lord, in our flesh, on our own, we're selfish, prideful, lustful, irresponsible, and like sheep, we wandered and went our own way. But we've been saved by His grace through faith. And now He's remaking us, and we're inviting everyone else, come into the family of God by grace through faith. Put your trust in the Lord. We can't save you. The church can't save you. Jesus is the Savior. Put your trust in Him, and you'll have His gift of salvation, rescue from sin today, right now. In fact, if you just told Him in your heart, "Lord Jesus, I trust you from now on to be my Savior. I can't straighten out my life. I can't solve my sin problem. I can't correct the wrongs I've done against you and others. Just forgive me and save me." If you just did that in your heart, you have just been saved by grace through faith. Let me know about it afterwards, and you can even be baptized June 9th. That'd be pretty quick. Most of us drag our heels. I don't know why we do that. Well, I do in part, but by grace through faith, we have been saved. That's only part of the story. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. Just change one little word. It straightens it all out. Ephesians 2 verse 10. "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We are His workmanship. We believers, we Christians, we who are saved by grace, not of works, we are His workmanship. You know, there is a great work that goes on in salvation. An enormous work. But who does it? God. There is a great work in salvation. What would you say, dying on the cross, bearing the guilt of others, to rescue them? Would you call that a good work? I'd call that the greatest work of all. There's a mighty work that is done in salvation. But God does it and says, here, will you accept the benefits? You can't straighten it out. I can. I did. Will you accept the benefits now? We are His workmanship. We are God's work project. We're actually God's spiritual artwork, we Christians. You may know this Greek word is the word from which our English word is a direct transliteration. Our word poem has its roots right in this Greek word poema, which means artwork or handiwork. We are God's spiritual art project. He's making a work of art out of our lives. He's the worker, we are the project. He is the potter, we are the clay. And we are His workmanship. We Christians are being fashioned and developed by God. God has begun a good work in us, and Philippians 1:6 tells us, and God will finish it as we trust and obey and follow His plan. That is, as we stay on the potter's wheel, as we don't rebel and run and fight and kick, just let Him have His work. He's making a poem out of us, a spiritual message of His grace and glory. For we're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Created. Christians are created. We are made new. We're not a self-improvement program. Self-improvement classes are the rage of this age. You join classes and change your life. I notice them even at the colleges around this area, the public ones and the private ones. Self-improvement programs. Who needs a savior? Just give me a class on being better. We are created. Only God can create. He is creator. Only He can take something that wasn't there and bring it into being. The life I now have, I once did not have. I was nothing but a sinner. Now I have a new life in Christ. I am a forgiven sinner, made new. The old life is gone. New things have come. Who can do that? You ever tried to grab your bootstraps and lift yourself up on top of a roof? Well, all of humanity is trying to do it. You can't do it. But God can. He buries the old and raises a new person within. Christians are created, not self-made. Now, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. How does the Lord create us, make us new? By joining us to His Son. We are created in Christ Jesus. He didn't really do a separate project on us. He plunged us into the real thing. To make us like Christ is the will of the Father. But He doesn't just hold the Son here as an example and look at Jesus and work on us like a sculptor. He has a much more glorious, supernatural way of creating us. He takes us, crucifies the old life on the cross with Christ, plunges us by faith into His Son, in whom is all the glory and the reality. Now we live in Him. We're joined with Him. What we need comes to us from Him. He is our life. He created us in Christ Jesus. We're not out here being matched to Jesus. We've been put into Christ. Just like a branch that would be dead on its own can be grafted into a living tree or vine. We have been grafted into Christ. We have no life of our own. We were perishing, cut off from God. By His life, we now grow and bloom and blossom and fruit out. Created in Christ Jesus. Therefore, Abiding in Christ becomes very critical in living in the good works we were created for. Looking to Jesus becomes very important. Learning of Him becomes very important. Trusting in Him becomes very important. It's vital to the plan of God. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. For good works. Unto good works. With a view toward good works. Think of it this way. As surely as God created the eye for seeing, so God creates Christians for good works. And the eye is created appropriately for seeing. He can remake us appropriately for good works. We cannot save ourselves by good works, but once saved, He remakes us so that we can do good works. It's astounding how the devil has tried to muddy this issue and make it so foggy in people's minds. It's a blinding work of the enemy. It's as clear as black and white. How could it be more clear? By grace, you're saved through faith, not as a result of works. Now saved, we're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Lord, you couldn't make it more plain to us. For good works, we are saved. Good works, that is, actions and activities, good in God's sight. Things He considers right. We're created for them, to do them. The greatest good work of all is worshiping God. He's created us to be able to do that. We're created for good works. He's made us to worship Him, to see how glorious He is and respond in all the proper ways to who He is and what He has done. We are created in Christ Jesus for that good work. We should be about the business of it. We're also created for the good work of developing a relationship with Him. We're remade in Christ to get to know God. What kind of activity should we be involved in as the people of God? Good works like getting to know God as worshipers of God. Worshipping Him, then getting even more acquainted with Him. How do you get acquainted with God? It can happen through some avenues of some other good works. Through the Word of God. Right now, I am involved in one of my most delighted, rejoicing, treasured good works God has created for me to walk in. That is, teach the Word. This is a good work. I thank God for it. I was not qualified nor fit to ever do it, but He created me in Christ Jesus for this good work. And through that good work, we get to know more about God. We can all go into the Word and read and say, Lord, by Your Spirit, teach me as I read. Let me, make me understand this. And that good work of seeking to know God through the activity, the work of reading the Word, learning the Word, is a good work that we're created for in Christ Jesus. Praying is the same. A good work, a good activity. We're created for it in Christ Jesus. We could never save ourselves through a million prayers, just logging hours and saying, you give in, God? Save me. No. But one prayer that says, forgive me the sinner, gives you salvation through faith. And then you're created in Christ Jesus to keep on praying, to be involved in that good work of praying. And then body life, life with the body of Christ, the church of the living God. It's a good work. Some Christians created in Christ Jesus aren't in the Word, aren't in prayer, and many of them aren't even in the activities of the family of God. It's like taking an eye created for seeing and putting it in a box with a lid on it, sticking it in a dark closet, and it never gets to do what it was created to do. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works. And then witness, sharing, letting others know of the God we've come to know. That's a good work. We should be involved in it. Giving. Oh, this is a good work. I know there's a lot of tragic things going on out in the world. Leaders blackmailing people for money. We'll be off the air if you don't give, or God's going to kill me if I don't get 8 million. It's nonsense. God would never talk like that. I know that message didn't come from heaven. And religious groups are out to get people's money. I know all of that, and it's a shame. It's one of the worst things that's ever happened. But on the other hand, we are created in Christ Jesus for the good work of giving and investing into the kingdom of God. And it's one of the greatest works with great joy and glorious fruit now, an eternal reward in heaven. It's a good work. We're created for it. And serving others, helping others in the name of the Lord. We are created in Christ Jesus for these things. Good work which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You know, God has prepared all these things for us. It isn't like we have to go out and create this Christian good works life on our own. He's created us for the works. And He has created the works for us to just get out there and walk in them. I marvel when I think that I am one of God's under-shepherds with part of His worldwide flock, the disciples of the Lord Jesus. If I try to trace back, what took you from the wasteful, useless, godless nonsense your life was caught up in to teaching others about God? What did that? We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which He prepared beforehand. It's so clear to me that He prepared this whole thing for me, and I've done nothing but go one step at a time walking in the path that was clear before me. I can see there's no other way to get there. I know I couldn't have gotten here any other way. For all of us, He has prepared beforehand good works for us to walk in. Good works beforehand. This speaks of a general plan for all of us. I mentioned some of the things: prayer, fellowship, worship, witness. But He also has a specific path of good works for each of us, involving our gifts, our desires that He's put in our heart, and the opportunities that He alone can open up. What do we do with these things? Walk in them. Just walk in them. How do you get from home to work on a given day? You can't see at the moment you leave everything from home to work. You just, if it's close by, you take the first step and the next step till you're there. And if you have to move around something on the way, you move around. You get in the car and drive. You just drive the first 20 feet and the next 50, and you just keep step at a time, mile at a time. Might be some surprises on the way. Might be a SIG alert. Might be a detour. We just walk in them, step by step, day by day, opportunity by opportunity, stirring by stirring, need by need, blessing by blessing, lesson by lesson. They're already prepared beforehand. Now, the same question. Are we going on with God on these terms? Verses 8 and 9 make clear the terms that we must begin with God on. Now, are we going on with God on the same terms of verse 10? Letting God make a work out of us. Surrendering to this plan of God. Depending on the Lord to develop it in us. Even asking Him, Lord, what are the good works that You've prepared for me that I should walk in them? This matter of salvation and good works is a critical issue. It affects beginning with God and going on with God. We are not saved by works, but we are saved for good works. May those of us who know the Lord, may we be asking Him to show us the path to walk in and abound in the good works that He has created beforehand for us to walk in. If we're off in isolation, if we're doing our own thing, if we're out of the flow of the body of Christ, the word and prayer and how God moves his kingdom on, we're somewhere off in a closet missing what God wants to do. Let's pray for one another and for ourselves that we will walk in the good works that God beforehand prepared for each of us. Amen. Let's pray together, then sing a song of response. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. We seek you according to your plan. Lord, this day, by grace through faith, save those who need your forgiveness. And Lord, by you working in our lives, we who are saved for good works, just make us your workmanship. Write an artwork of heaven out of our lives, we pray, and lead us to abound in the good works you've created for us. Lord, what a beautiful plan you have. Lord, it could only be that way. You are so beautiful yourself. And as our glorious Lord, we just need your grace upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.